If you have your Bible, we'll turn to 2 Corinthians tonight, back to chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, a verse we used a few weeks ago, but we just used it more or less the first part of it, but we want to use the rest of it tonight to kind of get into the message and the lesson tonight. Praise the Lord. Fundamentals, what we need to know. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. The Bible says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." We'll look at this tonight. As we look at it, we talked about this a few weeks ago, and it said, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness." We're talking about the God of creation. We talked about how God created something out of nothing. Amen. Now, and we know that in evolution, they teach that there was something and bang, and then everything come from it. But God says that God created, took nothing and made everything. Amen. Amen. That makes Him a bigger God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But He also goes in here, He goes in into the end of this text, and He said, "Hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God." So He said in these days that we live now, He said, God's shining in our hearts. Where does God shine at? He shines the sun on the earth. He shines the moon in the sky, praise God. But He shines His light in the heart of men. He shines on me and you, praise God, so that we can see the glory of God. What is the glory of God? That's none other than the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And when you talk about the face of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're talking about none other than the person of Jesus. Amen. The personage of Jesus, who He is. And without Him, we have nothing. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So Jesus is the key to our knowledge of God and history. Now, I want some of you to help me tonight. Somebody get Matthew 1 and 21. Malachi's got that. Amen. Somebody get Acts 4 and, let's do 10 through 12. Acts 4, 10 through 12. Miss G's got that. Luke 7:19. Brother Robert's got that. Matthew 16:16. Susie's got that. Okay. Luke 2:11. Luke 2:11. All right, I'll get that one. Luke 3:4. Rex will get that one. All right. John 20:28. Somebody want to get that one? All right, I'll get that one. All right. As we said, it said Jesus Christ is the key to our knowledge of God and history. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, what would we have? The Bible does not make sense. S-E-N-S-E. The Bible does not make sense without Jesus. I think in a study the other day, and I was thinking about that. Have you ever thought about what the Bible would be without Jesus? You think about it, you try to take your Bible and you try to take Jesus out of it. From Genesis to Revelation, you say, "Well, preacher, Jesus ain't in the Old Testament." Oh yes, the Old Testament's full of Jesus. Amen? He's all in it. All the types of Lord Jesus Christ, it's all about Him. All the offerings, all the sacrifices, everything in the Old Testament is about the Lord Jesus Christ. Looking for His appearing. Amen? And then in the New Testament, we see Him, praise God, face to face, literally. So without the Lord Jesus Christ, without Christ in the Bible, it wouldn't even make sense. We would have nothing but a gommed up mess. Amen? But a lot of people today, in their perversion, are taking Jesus out of and saying that He was just a good man, and He wasn't really the Son of God, and He for sure wasn't God the Son. What are they doing? They're taking Jesus out of it. And when they do it, it don't make any sense. This book won't fit together without Jesus. Why? Because He's the glue that holds the book together. And I want to say something even bigger than that tonight, praise God. If you got Lord Jesus Christ, He's the glue that'll hold you together. Without Him in your life, praise God, you're going to come apart. Amen. We need Him every minute, every day to hold us together. Because He makes a difference. I was telling you the other day, I was talking to somebody, and they said, "Well, you know, things are just going off the rail, the train's crashed, a big disaster, and I don't understand it." I said, "Well, when did it happen?" Well, I said, what about when you was in church? Oh, things was going good when we was in church. Well, good. We tried to live for the Lord, but things were just wonderful. I said, when did things go bad? When we got out of church. Amen. Why? Because Jesus is the glue that kept it together. Jesus is, praise God, the thing that hold that train on the rail. He's the only thing that can. Without Him, nothing makes sense. Life won't make sense without Him. But when you get Him, praise God, you realize Him, amen. You realize who He is, everything will start coming together. And it'd be for God's glory. Amen. So in in the Old Testament, offers a messianic hope. The Old Testament offers a messianic hope. M-E-S-S-I-A-N-I-C. Messianic hope. They were looking for the Messiah. Amen. In the old book, praise God, the Old Testament, they were looking for the Messiah. They were looking to the Messiah. Amen. The gospel tells of His incarnation. The gospel tells of His incarnation. I-N-C-A-R-N-A-T-I-O-N. Acts tells of His continuing work. C-O-N-T-I-N-U-I-N-G. Acts, the book of Acts. It tells of His continuing work. Jesus, in Acts 1, He goes flies out of here to glory. Amen. Goes back to sit at the right hand of the Father. But He's not done. Amen. He don't just go up there and sit down and quit. Amen. He's still working. He's still working today. He's still doing that, praise God, that Jesus does. And that He's done ever since the beginning. Bless His holy name. The epistles explain His person and the work. Amen. The epistles, amen, explain His person and His work. The revelation sets forth His final victory. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. Sets forth His final victory and glory. Amen. The book of Revelation sets forth the final victory. See, that's a good thing about the Word of God. You read the last book and the last chapter, praise God, and the last verse, and you find out who the winners are. Amen. Like if you believe the Bible, you believe God. And I don't know about you, but I believe it all. I put in the very front of mine, in Genesis chapter 1:1, right above that verse, right at that verse. This is what I've got. I believe with exclamation mark. Amen. I believe it right there. And the very last one in Revelation 21, at the end of that verse, praise God, I put at the end, I believe. I believe it from the beginning. I believe it from the to the end. Amen. That this is a book, praise God. And believing that, I realize that the victory and the glory is mine. And all of it, I'm just going to give praise to God for. Because I don't deserve it. I don't deserve to be a winner. And I've been a loser a whole lot. I've failed my Savior probably more than I can tell you. But praise God, He's never failed me. And one day, praise God, He's going to bring us out of here, Brother Tim, victorious. And He's going to bring us out of here unto His glory. So we can celebrate the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ with Him. Amen. See, that's the kind of Savior we have tonight. The one who loves us, praise God, and He's not selfish. He'll share with us. Amen. So that one day in a little while, and even while we're on the journey, praise God, He'll give us victory and He'll share His glory with us. Amen. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. Praise God. He brings it right down to where we are. Bless His holy name. So we see it, praise God, in victory and glory. B, it is impossible to fully comprehend God until we grasp the meaning of the person and work of Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? What does He do? Amen. Who is He? What does He do? Amen. If we could ask ourselves that, and as we begin to read in His Word, we begin to study His Word, we begin to ask ourselves those questions, those two questions right there. Who is He? What is He? That's why I tell you all the time, I love the book of Mark. Amen. If you don't ever read your, listen to me, if you don't ever read your Bible, some people don't, but if you don't ever read, every now and then just pick it up and read a few chapters in the book of Mark. And the next time you hear it, just read a couple of more. It'll bless your heart because Mark is a book of action. It's all about the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's about what? Forthwith, a nun, straightway, praise God. It's a book of action. It's a book of a Savior in action. Amen. It'll bless your heart. You'll get the Kate Heppets. Amen. Praise God. Shout all the way around the house. Praise the Lord. But I want to look just a minute. I've jotted down some of these names, the general names of Jesus. He's Christ, called the seed of woman, Genesis 3 and 15. He's Shiloh, he whose right it is, in Genesis 49 and 10. He's the branch of Jehovah, Isaiah 4 and 2. He's Emmanuel, God with us, Isaiah 7, 14. He's the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace of Isaiah 9 and 6. That's who He is, praise God. We got to want to, you want to know who He is, praise God, just look and you'll see who He is. He's all these things. He's the servant of Jehovah, Isaiah 42 and 1. He's the rabbi, teacher of John 1 and 38. He's the Rabboni, the master, the my teacher of John 20 and 16. He's the teacher of Matthew 8 and 19. He's the that should come in Luke 7 and 19. He's the judge of John 5 and 27. He's the Savior of Luke 2 and 11. He's the Lamb of God of John 1 and 29. He's the second Adam of 1 Corinthians 15 and 45. He's the Alpha and Omega of Revelation 1 and 11. Praise God, that's my God today. Amen. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is what He does today. Amen. But they some, and those are just general names for Him. But they some special names for our Savior. If we ever get a hold of those special names and what they mean for us, it'll help us in our relationship with Christ. Amen. I want to ask you tonight, do you have a relationship with Christ? Huh? Do you have, I want you to think about it. Do you have a relationship with Christ? Now, what is a relationship? A relationship is something that's shared. Amen? What do you share with Jesus? See, I think a lot of times we want to get stuff from Him, but how much do we want to share with Him? How much are we willing to we want to get from Him, but how much are we willing to give to Him? Amen. I think we need to get our act in order. Amen. For God to bless us like He wants to. Look at the special names of the Lord tonight. Number one, the most special name, one of the most special names is Jesus. Amen. Jesus. It means Jehovah is salvation. Amen? Who's got Matthew, Malachi? Read Matthew 1 and 21. Amen. And you shall call His name Jesus. Now, who was He talking to? He was talking to Joseph. And He says, you know what? He said, you're going to call His name Jesus. And by Joseph naming Him, calling Him Jesus, praise God, it put Him in that line for the throne. Amen. In other words, it made Him to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that was to come. Amen. No exceptions. It put Him in line. The Hebrew word Joshua or Yeshua, amen, is His common name. Amen. His common name. Joshua, Jesus. Joshua, Yeshua in the Hebrew. Amen. Praise God. His human personal name would be what that would be. His human personal name. P-E-R-N. Or P-E-R-S-O-N-A-L, personal name. Amen? The personal name for the Lord Jesus Christ. It signifies that God has come to man in human form for His salvation. Jehovah is salvation. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Who's got Acts 4, 10 through 12? Go ahead, sis. There's no other name. These crazy lunatics that's running around here saying, well, you can be saved this way and that way. I want to say there's only one way of salvation, and that's Jesus Christ our Lord. He's the only way. It's through Jesus Christ. It's through salvation. It's through Jehovah's salvation. It's through Jesus Christ that we're saved. There's no other way. And he writes it here in the book, praise God. Luke's writing in the book of Acts here, chapter 4, and he lays it out just as plain as the nose on your face. Amen. He said, be it known unto you all, to everybody. Now, he didn't say, well, you know, for you folks over here, this is the way it is. And for you folks over here now, it's going to be a different way because you've got different ideas and opinions. You know what? God could care less about your ideas and opinions. Amen. You say, well, that's just me. No, that's just the truth. God could care less about your ideas and opinions. He's trying to teach you and show you the truth. Amen. And the truth, Bible said, the truth will set you free. Amen. It'll set you free of chaos. It'll set you free of adversity. It'll set you free of frustration and aggravation and all those other Asian things that come along. Amen. When we trust on the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said it's everybody, not just one or two. And said by the name of Jesus Christ, not on Jesus Christ, but Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. I said he'd be called a Nazarene. Praise God. Holy Spirit leaves no room for doubt. Amen. So whom you crucified. Now they're really narrowing it down. Amen. There was only one Jesus that was crucified. Amen. Was called a Nazarene. But he said, whom God raised from the dead. Even by him doth this man, talking about that fellow that couldn't walk pretty good, and all of a sudden he had perfect soundness. Amen. Or couldn't see. And praise God, all of a sudden he could see. And they said, hey, how could this happen? Amen. Praise God. He said, because the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that got him up. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which had become the head of the corner. Amen. He said, this is what he's been trying to tell you. And nobody would listen. He said, neither is there salvation in any other. Amen. There's no saving grace. There's nothing in anything else other than Lord Jesus Christ. He's our only way and he's our only hope. Amen. Praise God. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. He said, there's nothing in earth that can save you but Jesus Christ. Amen. That's pretty simple, ain't it? So the name Jesus, praise God, Jehovah is salvation. He's the only means of salvation. Amen. There's no other way. So when people start telling you, you know, they're trying to work their way in or do this or do that, there's all kind of papers you can get that's about works. Amen. And what we do, we don't know how to work until we get saved. And then we're created in Christ unto God's workmanship. Amen? To begin to do the thing God would have us to do, and that's the only thing that's going to matter anyway. Amen. So we see Jesus. His name means Jehovah is salvation. Amen. Number two, Christ. Amen? Christ. Our Lord's official title comes from the Greek Christos. Amen? It's His official title. The Hebrew word, Messiah. M-E-S-S-I-A-H. Messiah. It means the anointed one. He was the Jews' expectation of the coming one. Amen. He was that they was looking for. He was that they were expecting to come. Remember I told you in the old book, the Old Testament, they were looking for a Savior. They were looking for a Messiah. Amen. They were looking for Christ. Amen. Who's got Luke 7:19? He said, John. John Baptist, he said, hey, look, said, go and ask him, said, is he the one? Is he the Christ? Is he anointed one? Is he the Christ of God? Or do we look for another one? Amen. You see how deceptive the flesh can be? Now, it wasn't but just a few days ago that John Baptist was standing there on the riverbank, praise God, and he was saying, hey, he said, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. But when the devil come along, they grabbed him, they locked him up, and they put him in a dungeon, praise God. He said, wait a minute. He said, was I wrong? Was I looking to the wrong one? See, that's what the devil will do. He'll try to make us think that we're looking to the wrong one. That there's somebody else that can help us more. And he'll send somebody along your path, amen, that might give you some little words of encouragement. Might try to take you under their wing. But you better watch them when they're putting their arm around you and like a wing, praise God, because they probably got a tail with a dagger hanging out the other end. Amen. Full of the devil. Praise the Lord. Because you got to be careful. Amen. Because he said this thing is the way it's set up here, the way God's got it. Amen. He said we're looking for a special one, an anointed one of God. And he said there's no other. There's not a substitute. He goes on in Luke 7 and 20. He said, for the men were come unto him. He said, when the men were come unto him, they said, John Baptist hath sent us unto thee, saying, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? Amen. He said, are you the one? Are you the Messiah? Or is it somebody else? But look what the Holy Spirit does. It said, in that same hour. Now watch this. He said, he cured many of their infirmities, weaknesses, lacks of strength. Amen. The blind, the crippled, and the crazy. Amen. And let me rephrase that. I don't know about the crazy. I know they was, I don't know. I was thinking about this today and it come to my mind. I don't know that he ever healed anybody that was mentally insane. But he sure cast the devil out of a lot of people. Amen. We want to blame this and that and the other on things. We want to say, well, they've got a mental condition. I think a whole lot of it, praise God, is they're full of the devil in their heart. Amen. The devil, praise God, makes them do it. Amen. But he said, in the same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits. And unto many that were blind, he gave sight. Why? Because he's the light. Amen. So they come and ask him, said, are you him or do we look for another? Praise God. He said, hold on just a minute. I'm busy right now. I'll get back to you in a minute. He just went over and he done his Jesus thing. He done his Christ thing, praise God. And they said, never mind. You just go ahead. They said, when they went back to John, they said, hey man, he's the genuine article. You ought to see what he's doing over there. Amen. Praise God, because he is the Christ of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So Peter declared Jesus to be the Christ, the Son of the living God. Matthew 16:16. Amen. He said, who do men say that I am? Peter said, thou art the Christ. In other words, he said to Christ, he said, you're the anointed one of God. He said, you're that promise, praise God. You're the promised one of God. You're the Messiah of God. He said, you're the one that we've been looking for. Praise God. He said, there's none other. We don't need nothing else. Praise the Lord. Amen. I think what we have, church, we don't need nothing else. He's sufficient, praise God. He's the Savior, and He is that anointed one, praise, that's come to save mankind, praise God. The precious Lamb of God, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. Amen. So we have Jesus, Jehovah's salvation. We have Christ, Lord's official title. Amen. The Messiah of God. Number three, we have the Lord. Amen. The Lord, it proclaims His deity. Amen. The Lord speaks of His deity. The name Lord means owner, Lord, and Master. Amen. I want to ask you this tonight, again, is Jesus Christ your Lord? Amen. Is He your Lord? Your Master? Is He your owner? Well, you got pressure. Ain't nobody owns me. I'm my own person. Yeah, that's the problem. Amen. We're our own person. Amen. And we need to be His. Praise the Lord. Amen. His name, the Lord, literally means owner, Lord, and Master. Amen. This title was given to Jesus at birth. Amen. He was born being Lord. He didn't become Lord. He was Lord. Amen. Praise God. Luke 2 and 11. I think I had that one, didn't I? Nobody raised their hand. Luke 2 and 11. He says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. Now watch this. Which is Christ the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He said, so the title was given to him at birth. But you look how God Almighty takes this thing and He ties it together and He makes it one right here. Amen. So the question we have, who is Jesus? He's Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. That's who He is. Dr. Luke tells us right here in verse 11, He said, unto you is born, it's given today in the city of David, a Savior, Jesus. Amen? It means a salvation, Lord Jesus, Savior. A Savior, which is Christ. Amen? Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Amen? Which is Christ the Lord. Amen. Which is the Lord, the owner, the master, praise God. The shepherd of your soul. So what he is, what in this verse right here, this verse alone, I don't know why nobody wanted this verse, it's a wonderful verse. This verse here alone, praise God, he ties it together. The Lord Jesus. Who is Jesus? He's the Savior, he's the Christ, and he's the Lord, praise God. He's the Savior, the Anointed One of God, the promised Messiah, and he's the Lord and Master, praise God, and the owner of everything that we are. Amen. That's who he is, praise God. So we just give ourselves to him, praise the Lord. He knows exactly what to do with us. Amen. Have you ever got to a point? I know you don't have this problem. Have you ever got the problem to the point you don't know what to do with yourself? Huh? I mean, you just come to the point and say, well, what am I? What am I doing? Amen. Have I lost my mind? Am I crazy? What's happening with me? Amen. But see, when we belong to him, praise God, he takes care of that for us. Because he is Lord, our Savior, and our Messiah, anointed one, and our Master, our Lord, praise God. He's all those things for us. It was a title later applied to him by John the Baptist. Who's got Luke 3 and 4? Brother Rex. Prepare you the way of who? The Lord. He said, make a way for the Lord. Amen. Praise God. John Baptist, he said, make a way for the Lord. He said, get out of the way. Get everything out of the way so he can have right away, praise the Lord. Amen. That's what we have to do. Right, church? We get rid of everything, get stuff out of the way. Praise God. So Jesus can have his right away. So the Lord can have his right away in our heart, in our lives. But we'll hold on to this and, well, I might need that for later. You know. And, that little pet sin there, I better hang on to that. And I'll take care of that for myself in a little while, you know. And you get there and you stick it in your pocket and you got it right there, closest thing to your heart. And then you wonder why that's bothering you so much. Amen. I wouldn't carry it around with me if I'd just get rid of it and allow the Lord to be the Lord of your heart. Amen. Praise God. So the title appears to John the Baptist, praise God. He says it's the Lord that we need to make room for. Bless his holy name. Amen. The word Lord clearly signifies Jehovah, a godliness. Amen. Praise God, the Lord. Notice the disciples' progression from Master to Thomas's confession, my Lord and my God. Amen. John chapter 20 and 28. John 20 and 28. Well, if you go back, he says in verse 26, it says, then said he unto Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believe. You remember what happened the first time Jesus come, and he come in, door being shut because of fear of the Jews? And the disciples was up there, and the door was shut, and Jesus come in, and he messed with him, told him not to be afraid. And then he said to Thomas, come in, and he said, hey, listen, you know, unless I can put my fingers in the holes of his hand and thrust my hand into his side, I'll not believe. Amen. Now, Jesus wasn't there then. But 8 days later, Jesus shows up again. The door being shut, and they look up, and there he is. Amen. I want to say you can't shut Jesus out. Amen. You may think you can. You may want to. Amen. We may not want him to see our evil deeds. But I want to say you can't hide him outside. You can't shut the door. You can't lock the window and keep him out. Amen. So he shows up. He pulls up there, and there's Thomas there with him. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So Thomas was there, and he said, hey, Thomas, he said, hey, take your finger and stick it in the holes of my hand. Thrust your hand into my side. Praise God. He said, here, and the Lord said that to Thomas. And Thomas had said that to the disciples, the Lord not being present. But when the Lord showed up, he knew exactly what Thomas had said. He knew exactly what Thomas had thought in his heart. And he just laid it out there just like an open book. He said, here I am. Go ahead. So stick your fingers in them holes. Stick your hand up in my, your fist up in my side. And not be caught up in this unbelief. He said, and he said to him, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. He said, the Lord of my heart. He said, basically said, I'm giving you the authority of my life. And I'm giving you the deity, the being the God that I know you are. Amen. Praise God. He stepped out on faith, believing. Praise God. From then to hereafter, it contains for believers the full meaning of Jehovah. Amen. The full meaning of who God is. From this text right here gives us the full meaning of Christ Jesus the Lord. He is, praise God, and always will be. He's the Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. He is Lord, the Lord God, amen. The God of heaven. Bless your name. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15, we've quoted many, many times. He says, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give an answer to every man ask you the reason of the hope that's in you with meekness and fear. Amen. But he said, the first thing we got to do, he said, but sanctify. Set aside, make room for. Ain't that what John was? John Baptist was a holler. Make way for Jesus. Make room for the Lord. Amen. He said, but sanctify the Lord God, not in your head, but in your heart. And be ready always to give an answer. Every man asks you the reason of hope is any with meekness and fear. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 13. Says this basically the same thing. It says, sanctify the Lord of hosts himself. Wait a minute. This is the book of Isaiah. Who's he talking about? Who is this Lord of hosts? Amen. The gatekeeper asked that in Psalms 24. Who is the Lord of glory? Amen. Praise God. He said, the Lord. The second time he said the Lord mighty in battle. Praise God. He said, I got the scar, the wounds to prove. You know, them's not scars. Did you know that? Brother Kevin, them's not scars. They still not healed up. They're still wounds. Amen. He still has those wounds in his hands and his feet and his side. Amen. He was talking about the Lord. He said, sanctify the Lord, Lord of hosts himself. Jesus Christ himself. And let him be your fear and let him be your dread. Amen. In other words, what he's saying here is he said, sanctify Jesus in your heart, the Lord of hosts. He said, sanctify him. He said, don't worry about anything else. Let him be your fear and dread. Just worry about, don't worry what anybody else thinks. Just worry about what he thinks. Just worry about being pleasing to him and then everything else will work out because he'll work it out for you. Amen. It'll line up. You'll be on the right track, praise God, for the glory of God. So we see here tonight, we see who Jesus is. Amen. We see the general names for him, but we see these specific names. Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. That's who he is. Amen. That's who he is. He is Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Don't let nobody sell him short. Don't let nobody tell you any different. Amen. Because he is Jesus Christ, but he's Jesus Christ. Now listen, this is the difference. He's Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. When you can claim him as your Lord, praise God, then as I said up here in the beginning, then you get the victory and you behold the glory. Amen. Praise God. And it just gets better and better farther on when we recognize who he is. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Glory to God.